Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 6, The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev. Today's text number 3. And the poetry is back. Tatha choktam na kuryat karhichit sakyam manasi anavastate yad vishram bhat chirat chirnam chaskanda tapa aishvaram. Word for word translations. Tata, so, cha, and uktam, it is said. Na, never. Kuryat, should do. Karhichit, at any time or with anyone. Sakyam, friendship. Manasi, in the mind. He, certainly. Anavastite, which is very restless. Yat, in which? Vishrambhat, from placing too much faith. Chirat, for a long time. Chirnam, practiced. Chaskanda, became disturbed. Tapaha, the austerity. Aishvaram, of great personalities. Like Lord Shiva and the great sage Salvari. Translation. Who's speaking? Shukadeva Goswami. Is it too? You see, I don't like it over there. Because if it's there, then it's like I feel like I'm hiding behind it. It's over here.
Not blocking.
What do you think? You can't hear? That's interesting. How come you can't hear if I'm like this? That's better. Okay. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. Okay. Translation. This is Shukadeva Goswami. He's saying, all the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna. And Sobari Muni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection. Please repeat, all the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless. And one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna. And Sobari Muni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The first business of one trying to advance in spiritual life is to control the mind and senses. As Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Amai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha Vanakshastan indriyani prakritistani karshati. Although the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and are therefore in a transcendental position, they are still suffering in this material world and struggling for existence due to the mind and the senses. To get out of this false struggle for existence and become happy in the material world, one has to control the mind and senses and be detached from material conditions. One should never neglect austerities and penances. One should always perform them. Lord Rishabhdev personally showed us how to do this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.9.17, it is specifically stated, Matra svasra dehitrava navaviktasano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvangsam apikarshati. A grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, and brahmachari should be very careful when associating with women. One is forbidden to sit down in a solitary place, even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it has been very difficult to disassociate ourselves from women in our society, especially in Western countries. We are therefore sometimes criticized. But nonetheless, we are trying to give everyone a chance to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus advance spiritually. If we stick to the principle of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, then by the grace of Srila Haridas Thakur, we may be saved from the allurement of women. However, if we are not very strict in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we may at any time fall victim to women. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatha Choktam Akuriyat Karhichit Sakyam Manasi Yanavastite Yad Vishram Bhach Chirach Chirnam Chaskanda Tapa Aishwaram. Excuse me. So Tata Choktam, Sukadeva Goswami, he doesn't believe in vox populi, populi. Vox populi. He doesn't believe in taking opinion polls. He doesn't believe in the Karna Parampara. You know what that means? The Karna Param. Karna means Karna. Ear. He doesn't believe in hearsay or hearsay. He doesn't believe in that kind of source for information. He says, Tha Choktam, and Prabhupada renders that as, all the learned scholars have given their opinion. So, that's what we have to do. We have to actually be so serious and sincere that we seek out good association. And when we find it, we follow it. And what happens is that takes us to better association. It's an upward spiral. Prabhupada had a very interesting way of applying a famous phrase from Gita, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, which is, appears in that famous sequence of while contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment, lust develops, and from lust, anger arises. So when Prabhupada would very often use that phrase, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, he would apply it in the same way that we in English say a person is known by the company he keeps. Like how, according to how we associate, we develop those qualities. Just like one time Srila Prabhupada was asked, how do you become a pure devotee? And Prabhupada immediately said, how do you become a drunk? You associate with drunks. And they will, as Prabhupada, and you hear on the recording Prabhupada saying, and they will teach you very nicely how to become drunk, you know. So that's the downward spiral. We associate with that, and then they teach us how to go down, and then we go down, and then we seek lower association. It's just a downward trend. So similarly, upward too. So, tata choktam sukadev, he is citing, as Prabhupada calls, Prabhupada translates the word acharya in one place as the transcendental professor of spiritual science. And he says, Nukuriyat karhichit sakyam. Don't at any time make sakha. Don't make friends. With what? Manasi, with the mind. Because it's very very fickle. You just when we sit down to try to chant our japa, here's the mind. So it's like, and what did Arjuna say? For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Right? Yeah. So it's very hard to do. And then, Sukadev says, Yad vishrambhat chirat chiyunam. Oh no, first he says, Manasi yavivastite. So why not make friends with the mind? Because the mind is just, it's fickle, it's very restless. Yad vishrambhat. So what happens though, when we do put too much stock in the mind, put too much faith, we're too familiar, we're too chummy, as we say, with the mind. Yad vishrambhat chirat chiyunam. Well, then chaskanda tapa aishwaram, then our whole self-control, do you say this in England, goes to hell in a handbasket? We say that goes to hell in a handbasket because we're consorting with that very, this is the material mind now, we're consorting with that very entity which life after life keeps convincing us that it's a good idea to try to be an independent controller and enjoyer. So, this body is the latest and greatest addition of my desire to enjoy in the material world. And it's a bad idea, actually. It never works. I'd like to read, I think, in the class yesterday that Jai Bhadra Mataji gave. Jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopina. Jai Radha Gopina. She made an allusion to Gita 6-7. Oh, actually, I think it was Kanchanavali made the reference. Very interesting verse. Krishna says in Gita 6-7, and this one line of the purport I especially like. Krishna says, for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, are all the same. And then Prabhupada's one paragraph purport. Actually, every living entity is intended to abide by the dictation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. When the mind is misled by the external illusory energy, one becomes entangled in material activities. Therefore, as soon as one's mind is controlled through one of the yoga systems, one should be considered to have already reached the destination. And here's the line that I like. Oh. Huh. No, it's been amended in the second. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a little further down. Now, I'm an old BBT veteran, so I was going to have an issue with the answers. But I had to just be a little patient. One has to abide by superior dictation. When one's mind is fixed on the superior nature, he has no alternative but to follow the dictation of the Supreme. And here's the line, the mind must admit some superior dictation and follow it. Again, the mind must admit some superior dictation and follow it. The effect of controlling the mind is that one automatically follows the dictation of the Paramatma, or Supersoul. Because this transcendental position is at once achieved by one who is in Krishna consciousness, the devotee of the Lord is unaffected by the dualities of material existence, namely distress and happiness, cold and heat. This state is practical samadhi, or absorption in the Supreme. So, how to control the mind? Actually, we can control it by any human endeavor, Prabhupada says in another purport. So the only way to control the mind is to, as it is said, let go and let God. That's how the devotee prays. It's like Prabhupada prayed when he docked at Boston Harbor, 1965, September 17th. He wrote his poem, and he was apparently overwhelmed by the task. You know, the first thing he saw was unalloyed steel as the sun was rising over the Boston skyline. So I don't know why you have brought me here. So you convinced me, you make my words suitable. You make me dance. I can't do this. So this is the whole secret. Ananyash chintayanto mam yejanak paryupasate teshang nityabhyuktanam yoga kshemam bahamyaham. For those who are absorbed in me, meditating on my transcendental form, and who make me their complete refuge, for them I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Krishna does take over as we let go. The mind is just so fiercely attached, but we have to just let go. Let go. So isn't it interesting how the verse is all about the mind, and Srila Prabhupada chose to, as we say, spin it, or take it in the direction of the biggest allurement for the mind is the opposite sex. But specifically, Prabhupada is focusing on woman here. So this is a great example of how, if this is the only thing you read, you're either going to be very enthusiastic if you happen to be, you know, a real macho guy and you just want to lord it over the ladies, or if you're a lady who, you know, doesn't have patience to read further, you might think, well, this Bhaktivedanta Swami, he must be some kind of womanophobe, what's the word? Misogynist, yeah. Misogynist, male chauvinist, misogynist. Right. So, this is why one of the themes of the founder Acharya Sangha was that the full Prabhupada manifests in the well-rounded Sangha of serious and sincere Vaishnavas who take Prabhupada's Vani as a whole. The date is 12th of October, 1972. The place is the Philippines, the capital, Manila. Shudakirti Prabhu is setting up camp with Srila Prabhupada on their world travels. Shudakirti tells us in his book, What is the Difficulty? And so it's massage time. They arrived on the 11th, and on the 12th, Shudakirti says, I was massaging Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, just out of the blue, starts saying, they criticize me because I have let women live in the temples. And he makes a little, he says this too here, he says, in our Krishna consciousness movement, it has been very difficult to disassociate ourselves from women in our society, especially in Western countries. We are therefore sometimes criticized, but nonetheless we are trying to give everyone a chance to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus advance spiritually. So this isn't traditionally done in what Prabhupada would sometimes call old India, you know, old Bharat Varsh. So Prabhupada said to Shudakirti on this day, he said, they criticize me because I'm doing this. But he said, because I've made this adjustment, our movement is successful. I've made this adjustment, our movement is successful. So Shudakirti would always say, you know, I was always in back of Prabhupada when he was speaking. I couldn't see his face. I would have loved to have seen his expressions. So I'm doing the you know. And then Prabhupada's speaking. And so then Shuddha Kirti hardly ever asked Prabhupada questions. He would just like to hear others ask questions and be very attentive, anticipating Prabhupada's needs. That's why he was so good as a servant. He was first class. You know, you anticipate the needs and the desires of the master. But a question came in his mind, and he thought, this is a significant question, so I'm going to ask it. And he said he meditated for a long time on how to ask it, and finally he screwed up the courage, and he asked it. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, how can you tell the difference between changing a principle and adjusting a detail? Changing a principle and adjusting a detail. And Prabhupada did not answer right away. He just, you know, he was just taking the massage, and Shuddha Kirti was kind of stewing over this. And he was in Prabhupada. And then finally, about 5 minutes later, Prabhupada, to me, made one of the understatements of the yuga. Anybody know what Prabhupada said? That takes a little intelligence. A little intelligence. Practically speaking, this is what 90% of our squabbles are about in ISKCON. What's a principle? An unassailable, unchangeable, ironclad principle. And what's an adjustable detail? That takes a little intelligence. But Prabhupada went so far as to say that because he's made this adjustment, his movement is successful. Because in other places in Prabhupada's Vani, we find distinctions between materialistic men and spiritual men, and materialistic ladies and spiritually minded ladies. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, how do you know who a Vaishnava is? What did Mahaprabhu say? Does anybody know? Good guess. Excellent. It's certainly not wrong. But in this case, this is not exactly what Mahaprabhu said. Yes, Tulsi Priya. Very good. Asat Sangha Jya, E Vaishnava Jya. Asat Sangha. What does that mean, Asat Sangha? Asat, what does asat mean? Temporary, unreal. It's not real. You know? I'm okay, you're okay. We're all associating in this world for sense gratification. And as soon as it's disturbed, oh, I'm not your friend anymore. This happens all the time. People are partners for years. A famous songwriting team in America, Rodgers and Hammerstein. They were friends for 50 years, and then they had a spat, and they never spoke to each other again. You know, this is... Anyway, yeah, so many examples. So, it's not real, because the medium of our exchange is not real. It's an ever-shifting, kaleidoscopic, you know, collage of the modes of nature, you know, and time is acting on that. And as soon as the modes shift, you know, that nice guy that you knew as your next-door neighbor, he might take a gun out and shoot somebody. Who knows? This happens all the time in America in the news. Oh, how could he have done that? He helped old ladies across the street, and he was so nice to kids. And yeah, but guess what? You know, when his time came, he was forced by the modes to act because he didn't have any higher reference point. So, Prabhupada said, by this adjustment, my movement has come out successful. Now, all I remember about the next anecdote is the punchline. Perhaps somebody can supply the story that led up to the punchline. The punchline, Prabhupada said, was, yes, but by associating with these women, you go back to Godhead. What's the story behind that? Does anybody know? They had a what? I'm in the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah. there are no ladies on the walk. Yes. Yes. So, we have to take the whole vani. The whole vani. And then we'll be safe and sound at Prabhupada's lotus feet. So, this purport in the context of Prabhupada's whole vani is not meant to, you know, what does the French say? We're in the French part of Belgium, so you tell me what this is. Cherchez la femme. Whenever there's trouble.
Oh la la, cherche la femme.
Yeah. Spoken like a true Brit. True Grit and true Brit.
Cherche la femme.
No, it's not like that. We're all a satsang. Okay, let's finish the whole verse. The householder disciple of Mahaprabhu said, so how do I know who a Vaishnava is? A satsanga.
Tyag.
Give up that kind of association. That unreal association. That association is not going to get you anywhere. A Vaishnav achar. This is the achar. This is the behavior of a devotee. He doesn't... an associate, of course, means to take on that association. We try to share, you know, the matchless gifts Prabhupada's given us with everyone. And then the next line, Stri Sangi Eka Asadhu Krishna Bhakta. You should not associate with materialistic women or those who are attached to those women for enjoying them, for sense gratification. That will drag you down. Because why? That is what the mind's been doing forever. That's the big bait, right? So, intelligence is defined by Rupa Goswami as having a good memory and fine discretion in nectar devotion. So we get that when we properly associate with Srila Prabhupada's manifest vani in the well-rounded sangha of sincere and serious devotees who don't wrench meanings, inappropriate meanings out of texts to suit their agenda. If you look at Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 32, where Krishna, in his, from text 19 to 39, he's describing how you can see him in his energies. This is called Vibhuti Yoga, the opulence of the Absolute. And I think it's 10:32. Oh, let's just turn to it. It's very brief. Vada Prabhadatamaham. Among logicians, Krishna says, I am the conclusive truth. That's the operative word there, conclusive truth. Yeah, there it is. Vada Prabhadatamaham. Among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. And Prabhupada comments, among logicians, there are different kinds of argument. Listen to this. Supporting one's argument with evidence that also supports the opposing side is called jalpa. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda. And that's generally what goes on in Kali Yuga. There isn't a real serious attempt to arrive at conclusive truth, you know, siddhanta, but it's just all about winning, really. You just want to win. Like our Bob Dylan said, you just want to be on the side that's winning. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda, but the actual conclusion is called vada. The actual conclusion is called vada. This conclusive truth is a representation of Krishna. So when we approach Shastra, when we approach Guru, when we approach Sadhu, we should do as Prabhupada said, just hear, just try to hear, try to understand, don't try to misunderstand. Because, you know, those agendas of the mind, the momentum of those agendas, it's very strong. So we just have to hear, don't invite the mind to the party. My dear mind, you stay over there. I'm just going to hear from Guru, Sadhu, or Shastra. And what does it say? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasna. And then inquire not with an ear to challenge, but to just understand. Try to understand. Inquire from him submissively. And sevaya. And serve. And Prabhupada writes in that purport that this combination of submissive, you know, intention to understand and service is the perfect combination for enlightenment, for spiritual realization. Okay, so I'm going to read the verse again. If you have any questions or comments, please raise your hand. Sukadev says, all the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna, and Sobarimuni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection. By the way, that last whole line Prabhupada drew out from one word in the Sanskrit, Aishwaram. This is how the pure devotee, he holds his transcendental magnifying glass up to the verse, and he doesn't interpret in the, you know, the mundane sense of, you know, muni hermeneutics, but he just draws out of the verse what we can't see because we have myopia. We're very nearsighted. Questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. That's, yeah. We had a discussion about this yesterday in Jai Bhadra's class. Yeah, I asked the same thing. I said, it appears to be a contradiction here. Same. And so there's how the mind can be a friend. When we let go and let God, when we just let go of it, when we get out of the way and let Krishna, our free will boils down to this. We're free to choose how to be controlled. By Krishna, by Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, directly, lovingly, willingly, or indirectly, through their illusory energy. We're always controlled. So when we get that tattva, when we get that truth, then we begin to see the whole game of the mind. We can see. We get Krishna vision. You know, I see the sign Krishna vision. Shastra Chakshusha, we begin to see everything through Krishna's eyes. And when we do that, then we know what to do, and our spiritual mind emerges. We have a mind, we have senses, we have intelligence originally, but now it's been covered over by this foolish desire originally. The original sin, if you will, is to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. So we've been so... There was a word here in the verse, Vishrambach. Vishrambach, Chirat, Chirnang. Vishrambach, from placing too much faith for a long time, Chirat, Chirnam, practiced. We're just so practiced. There's an old song. I've grown accustomed to your face, like breathing out and breathing in. You don't, this is Europe, this is a different context. It's second nature to me now. It's second nature. We become conditioned by whatever we associate with. So we have a spiritual mind, and that's the mind we can make friends. That's our original mind. And that's only uncovered when we agree to that purport. It was all about, we have to accept authority. We're already accepting authority, but we're so foolish we don't see that. I'm my own man. I don't follow anybody. I don't bow down to anybody. Yeah, it's just, we're just slapped silly by the illusory energy. So it's a paradox, which is an apparent contradiction, but there's no real contradiction, because yes, when we agree to be controlled, Nacho, Nacho, Prabhu, make me dance, Prabhupada said, make me dance as you like. Make me dance. And that's real freedom, because that's who we are. We're part and parcel of Krishna. We're part, we're of Krishna. We're parcel, but we're tiny. We're little infinite semal, Prabhupada. We're infinitesimal sparks of the infinite. So when we're dancing with Krishna, when we're dancing to his tune, then we're free, and then our, and then everything is harmonious. The mind, the senses, the intelligence. Why in the spiritual world do Surabhi cows, for example, give unlimited quantities of milk? We have cows here, and you only milk them how many times a day, Mataji? How many times do they milk the cows? Twice, morning and evening, right? In the spiritual world, you can go up to Surabhi Mata any time. Why? Yes? Because our desire, yes, the milk's, the supply is unlimited because our desire is licit, it's not illicit. We only want the milk to give it to Krishna, to offer to Krishna. Everything is, it's an endless reciprocation of love, or even a competition of service. Or the trees, you know, here, if you have a, do you have fruit trees in Radhadesh? Yeah? So you can only pick at a certain time, you know? Everything's restricted here. It's like a prison. If you go to prison, everything's restricted. So, but the kalpavrikshas, any kind of fruit off any tree, you hear Prabhupada say in the recording, any amount of any desire, you know, any fruit, because the desires are all to give it to Krishna. And look what Krishna's doing. He's taking a sweet ball from Madhu Mangal. He's got his eyes closed. It's a flower, right? This is the trick. I'm going to give you a nice sweet ball, and then they're playing a show. That's sakya. That's real sakya. So thick in love that they can play tricks on Krishna. They offer him something else. Yeah, when our senses, mind, and intelligence are retrained, uncovered, restored, that's the word I'm trying to find, restored to their natural Krishna consciousness, then everything flows again. There's no restriction, because our desires are all constitutional. They're all real, not asat. So, yeah. Kabhi habi bolo se dinomar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? When my mind is, as Kanchanavali Mataji pointed out yesterday, there comes a point in the whole nine-step recovery process, a past anartha nivritti, where the mind is just helplessly attracted to Krishna. It's not that we have to force it through sadhana, but we can't, you know, the gopis tried to forget Krishna, and they couldn't do it. All they kept talking about was Krishna, what a rascal he was. So, yeah, it's a paradox, but it means only apparent contradiction. Yes, Mataji. Yeah, he was distracted by fish. Doesn't take much in the material world. Okay, I think it's getting late. Oh, one more. First line, okay. After all the learned scholars? All the learned scholars have given their opinion. And then you want... The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. That means the material mind. Okay? If we place full confidence in the mind, that's the context here. Shukadeva's talking about this rascal, you know, contaminated materialistic mind. So what's your question? Full confidence in the mind. Power of attorney. Whatever you want. That's what we do in the material world. We just chase the mind's desires. It's called consumer society. Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, full confidence in the mind. My dear, I have full faith in you. Good luck. Right? And what do you get? Body after we get body after body. Karma is defined in the 8th chapter of the Gita. Karma brahmo vidham vidhi. Yeah, no, that's the wrong one. Anyway, action pertaining to the development of these material bodies is called karma, or fruit of activities. That's what we do as soon as we let the mind go into an exploitive mood. The material mind sees everything as paraphernalia for my sense enjoyment. But the devotee sees everything as paraphernalia to offer to Krishna. It's a never-ending reciprocation of love, loving service. Sometimes what? That's why we need a... Yeah, that's what we need. And we need to let him rule us. He's not just a figurehead. He's not just a grandfather. That's part of the seminar, remember that? We need to let him rule us. Rule us, take over our lives, restore us. Ye prasade pure sarvasha. Your mercy is all I made of. My only wish is to have my conscience purified by the words emanating from his lawyer. It's easy to say that, right? And we gotta practice. I'll say it again. New Vrindavan, 1969. Shambhadasi is watching Prabhupada play his belly like a drum. Prabhupada, how did you learn how to do that?
Practice.
Ba-boom, ba-boom. You can learn anything by practice, Prabhupada said. Anything. So we just have to practice the right thing. Practice being who we are. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.